Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to Cap and Company.
Follow us on the gram at Cap and Co.
and ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Good morning. Welcome to Cap and Company on ESPN 1000. I'm David Kaplan with Danny Zetterman and Chris Black. I come to you today with a very heavy heart. We are in a really rough time in our city, our country, in our world. We've seen the effects of the murder of George Floyd, COVID-19, and the economic havoc it has wrought on our society. And it all boiled over during the past 7 days. Watching George Floyd be murdered was beyond sickening. And there will be a special place in hell for the ex-police officer who killed him. But what about the other three who stood there and watched it happen? They are just as guilty. As Phoenix Suns coach Monty Williams said over the weekend rather eloquently, "To my brothers and sisters around the sports world and in full transparency, help me. And I'm asking for your help. I'm looking for direction. We have an opportunity and I dare say an obligation. How can we help each other find that direction?" Borrowing from C.S. Lewis, as Coach Williams did, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." We could say all the flowery, eloquent things we could think of, but we need real, meaningful dialogue and change. Colin Kaepernick tried in a peaceful way to open our eyes to a systemic issue that too many of us were either blind to or chose to ignore because we thought it didn't affect us. But it did affect us. I'll speak only for myself. I was wrong. What he did was use his high-profile profession to try to open our eyes to the horrors that are taking place in our society. As my daughter-in-law, Jenny, said to me this morning, "To respect that nonviolent protest would have been to open our ears and listen, ask questions, educate yourself. Good work is uncomfortable, but it has to be done." We can be so much better. The very foundation of our society demands it. Public protest is one of the basic tenets of a free society. And using our freedom to disagree with something that affects us is not only our right, but our duty as Americans. We are so much better than this. We have to come together and we have to heal. Our very future depends on it. Love your thoughts. I'd love to hear from you today. If you want an outlet, we're here for you. 312-332-3776. Danny, Chris, how are you guys this morning? Chris, I thought you and Adam were excellent yesterday morning covering it. Did a really good job. I'm usually the jovial jokester who comes on and starts firing from the hip about sports, and it's not appropriate right now. It isn't. Sports plays such a huge role, and we'll talk sports. We will. But can't bury our heads in the sand, guys, that what's going on can't continue.
Yeah, thanks, Cap, for the kind words about the show yesterday. I mean, listen, the whole point of yesterday's show was allowing people to talk, and I think that's where we have an opportunity today to allow people to talk. You know, it's something I said many times yesterday. I can't be in the shoes of another person, especially another person of color, because I am not. But I can certainly try to understand their viewpoint on the world. I can certainly have empathy for them, and I can also support their cause. So that's certainly something that I can do, and I think we've seen people try and support the cause and support change and support what they're fighting for, because I think it's important. So, I mean, there's a lot to kind of dig into with all this, because not only do you have the peaceful protests and the righteous way to kind of accomplish this and to fight for something bigger than yourself, and then you also have a city that, you know, burnings are building in this city today as we speak. There's fear. There's a lot of emotions that go into this, But I think the number one thing that I feel and I have felt is empathy for another person, because I think that goes a long way.
312-332-3776. 312-332-3776. Ozell is in Bedford Park, and he's first. Hey, Ozell, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I think we've all been better. We've all been better, but we've got this has to be the flashpoint for change in our society. It has to be.
Yeah. I would hope so. I mean, you know, I'm a black man, 47 years old, grew up in the projects. So I've seen a lot of mishaps, you know what I mean, with the racism. And I've also seen up close and personal the way the police view black people, black men especially. And I think the people are getting over frustrated, and some people are looking for opportunities, so they join in to try to, you know, do their bidding. But overall, I think people just want change. And I think it starts from, like, the police department with the way the hiring is. I think the hiring is wrong. I think they should have higher qualifications. I think teachers and first responders should be well paid. I think they're underpaid. So that makes the qualifications not, you know, high enough. That guy sat out there and murdered that guy because he had power. If somebody would have tried to stop him, even the police officers that were with him, that would have been something else talked about. You know what I mean? So they have a lot of power. I think they should be trained and groomed into that power. And I think they just let people who are not trained enough be police officers, and they have all this power.
Appreciate your thoughts. Stay safe and have a good day. Okay, Ozell, we appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
See you, man. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. Danny, how are you doing, kid?
I'm doing the best I can, Cap. It's like 2020 has been a horrible movie that we're all stuck in. Between the coronavirus pandemic and now what's going on in our world, I think everybody could use a restart on the year 2020. You know, what happened in Minneapolis that sparked this whole thing is a horrible thing. I think what's going on in cities across the country, it's horrible, but it's also important because this is a flashpoint in our lives and the lives of everybody. I mean, going forward, it's important that we realize how people are being treated. We acknowledge how people are being treated. We acknowledge that the African-American community is unfairly, and a lot of times there's just senseless hate. And right now, for all the bad that's happening with the looting and the destruction, hopefully we all listen, we all come together, and we make a change. And it's not just about us sitting here today on ESPN 1000 and people saying, well, we need to make a change. We need to actually figure out ways to do so and have productive conversations. And I think hopefully that's where this is going.
Yeah, and sometimes those are uncomfortable conversations, and we have to have them. We have to be willing to have them. Spoke with a lot of my friends this weekend about that very topic. One of them being Jordan Cornette, who I love like family. I adore that guy. And he's going to be on the show coming up, I believe, at 10 o'clock. Doug Glanville, another good friend of mine. We spent a long time on the phone on Saturday night. And he's going to join us at 11 o'clock and give us his thoughts as well on baseball. So, you know, we come in normally and we say, hey, what'd you think of the MLB proposal? What do you think of Mitch Trubisky? What do you think of Nick Foles? Whatever it is. It's just different today. It's just different. It's just, we've had our head in the sand. It's been there. And had we followed and paid more attention to what Colin Kaepernick was doing, and maybe the way he chose to express himself wasn't for everybody, and that's okay too. But to immediately diminish, to demean what he meant and what he was doing in a peaceful manner. Well, we wake up this morning and our cities are on fire. And we have businesses burned out. And it's just awful. We're in a bad, bad place. And I wake up and I read, oh, we've got MLB players have now come back with a different multi-million dollar offer back to the owners, which they're going to say no. Okay, good. Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. Really. You are so out of touch with what people are dealing with in this world, whether it's COVID-19. Got a dear friend we work with here named Mark Silverman who's fighting cancer. We've got buildings on fire. People have lost businesses that they spent decades building. And it's, I'm supposed to worry about them? And I love baseball. Worry about, oh, well, they want $100 million and they want that amount. Stop. You have an opportunity to lead, to come together and say, you know what? We're in a bad place and we all need to have something to watch, cheer, treasure, enjoy, and they don't get it. They just don't. 312-332-3776. And the change has to be meaningful change. Like when I watched the police, Danny, was he the police chief of Flint, Michigan? I think he was the police chief of Flint, Michigan. And he led the march up there. Peaceful, no issues, everybody together. I thought that was awesome. When I watched Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, speak from the heart, emotional, so eloquent. It was awesome. But it has to be more than just words. This has to be the flashpoint for change. Let's go back to the phones after we take a quick timeout. We've got calls, 312-332-3776. We want to give you an opportunity to talk. It could be sports. It could be sports role. It could be what you're experiencing or how you are feeling. Love to hear from you. 312-332-3776. It's Cap and Company. This is ESPN.
This is Cap and Company.
Missed something? Podcasts are ready on the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You can watch the show on Twitch. ESPN 1000 Chicago is our Twitch channel. ESPN 1000 Chicago. Hello out there in Twitch world. We appreciate you for watching. We appreciate all of you for listening. And if you don't have our great app, the ESPN Chicago app on TuneIn, ESPN Chicago app on iTunes or on the Google Play Store. Phone lines are hopping. 312-332-3776. Let's go back to the phones. And it is Bub in the South Loop. Hey, man, how's it going?
Going great, man. Cap, I want to start off by saying, man, I love this show. Thank you for what you do.
Appreciate you.
But I also want to just say, again, thank you for the words that you shared at the start of this show. But what I want to remind you is it can't be a one-time thing. If you have to play those words over again on the show today, later days, you have to continue to say those things. Because I think the biggest thing is just accountability. Like, we had Kaepernick, he was peacefully waving his hand saying, hey, guys, I guess the videos that you've seen is not enough. So I'm going to use my platform to say this is a problem. It's boiling. It's going to explode at some point. And we continue, well, I can't say we, a lot of people continue to kind of say, oh, well, he had a bad year with the 49ers. No, we know why he was taken out of football. We saw him peacefully waving his hands, and many people ignored it. So, Cap, you have to ask yourself, like, why are we enraged that this police officer has 10 infractions on his record, but he's still allowed to go out and police communities. And he's not the only one. So what we need is for accountability and for people to stand up and say, hey, this thing is not right. I can't ignore it. This is, I'm not surprised that we have these fires and riots and looting, because it's a boiling point. And once you get to a point, it's one that explodes. And people have peacefully screamed and waved their hands, showed videos, walked up and said, hey, look, this is what's happening. This guy has been reported. Like I said, he has 10, 12 infractions on his record. Look, this is what's happening. And it's been ignored. And so now we can't come to this day and now and act as if we're just super surprised of where was I when these things were happening. You were ignoring it. So now let's be accountable. Let's walk some of these things back. Man, Kaepernick was killed the last couple of years in the media. And all he was doing was saying, hey, there's a problem. There's video. We have evidence. And he was told to just shut up and promise to an owner that he's going to be quiet. And now look where we're at. The beautiful city of Chicago being tore down, burned down. But that's because there's people that's waving their hands saying, we need help. There's guys on this force who's repeatedly taking advantage of their power, and you're ignoring it.
Appreciate your thoughts and appreciate you listening, okay, man?
Yep. Love you, man. Continue to do what you do, Cap.
You right back at you. Thanks again. 312-332-3776. Kevin is up in Libertyville. He's next. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hey, Cap and the crew, man. Listen, I listen all the time. I call in periodically and get a word in. But I have to tell you, man, I knew today. Through all this tribulation, man, I'd wake up and I'd listen to you guys talk about the right thing once again. I don't have a lot of the answers, and I don't pretend to. But I just want to thank you from, you know, a retired military guy that I woke up today, and I knew that you'd be on the right page.
Well, I greatly appreciate your kind words and appreciate your service to our country more than you can possibly believe. God bless you and have a great day. And let's hope, as I said at the start, let's hope that out of all of that has gone on, that maybe this wakes us up. Maybe this is the flashpoint where we go, okay, enough. The division and everything that has come into our society has got to be fixed. It has to. I don't know where we're going to go. God bless you. See you, man. There's Kevin up in Libertyville. 312-332-3776. Trey is in Wheeling. Hey, Trey, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap, good morning. Good morning, you two, Bleck and Danny. Just a couple things. I'm 29 going on 30 this year, and since I graduated in 2012, from University of Missouri. Sorry, Danny. I've been wanting to carry a badge myself, as a young African-American man. One, to be a better example just so people can have faith in law enforcement. I've applied to Chicago, Miami, Indianapolis, San Jose, Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Department, Austin Police Department, and Scottsdale, Arizona Police Department. Three times I've gotten to background and I've been told no, because I've held too many jobs since I've graduated. What I'm getting after is here, after this weekend, after last week when the George Floyd incident happened, I'm not exactly sure if it's something I want to put my hands into, and that hurts, because when something so blatant and something so disgusting happens in front of everyone and it takes 4 days for someone to be charged, I don't know if I want to be a part of something like that. I don't condone any of the violence that's happened, but I get it. I definitely get it, because just the examples this year alone, if we take that, or if we go all the way back to 400 years of oppression, people of color are tired. They are upset, and they want to be heard. And as you guys have so eloquently put it this morning, Colin Kaepernick, among others, have tried to do it, you know, the civil way, the proper way. And I hope that, you know, the violence can end at some point, but I feel like this is probably going to be the example that inspires true change.
I hope that the violence is over, that people have been heard, and that now we come together and heal.
Amen to that.
That's it.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
God bless you. Please stay safe and healthy, okay?
I appreciate it, God. Thank you. Thank
you, man. 312-332-3776. Marcus listens all the time. Hey, Marcus, what's up, man?
Cap, what's going on, man?
How are you?
Good, good. I'm actually here in Minnesota, where things happen at about 10 minutes from where I live.
Oh, boy.
And the whole weekend, we've been seeing the riots and everything, and it's great to see people come together. It's crazy down here because there's so much going on. You have the looters, you have the real protesters, and then you have this KKK that's even been out here going through blocks. And, you know, you can imagine what they're doing. But I just want to say real quick, this is what we've been saying. This is what Kaepernick has obviously been saying the whole time. And he looks – this is not the time to talk about sports. But this is the time where he needs to be back in the NFL. And maybe he doesn't even want to be back. But this is what he was saying all along. And I want to say this. I always wanted to say this. This was the main reason for our call. When Cap was kneeling a couple years ago, and I love this person. I didn't see him coach. But I remember Mike Dicker saying, well, if you don't like it, go back to your own country. Go back to, I don't know to the exact words, go back to Africa or go back to your country. And I've never liked Mike Dicker since then. I'm not telling you guys to judge me or anything or say anything about him because I know we're probably friends with him. But I hope he realizes that I can like him, and hopefully I can like him again, but I hope he realizes and has a change of heart and change of mind from what he said a couple of years ago after seeing that man scream for his mom on the ground. Because I heard a cop, I'm finished here, I heard a cop with the protesters, and he was emotional in Houston, Texas. He said, when I seen him scream for his mom, he probably seen his mom, and he was probably transitioning. At that time when he screamed for his mom, transitioning into the afterlife. And we all have to die one day. And if you're racist, I hope you guys find it in your heart to change and find a way, because God's coming back, because it's crazy out here, man. God bless. Thanks, Cap.
Marcus, stay safe, and thanks for always listening, man. We appreciate you. 312-332-3776. People want to talk, and we are going to give you that forum today. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Brad in Elk Grove Village. Hey, Brad, what's up?
First-time caller, big sports fan, but here's my take on it. All the roads began in Minneapolis. They all lead back there. All of the glass-strewn and business-broken streets started there. They end back there, and this is why. Even now, it's way too late. But if you upgrade the charges on this Chauvin, the cop who had the knee to his neck, and you get the other four in custody right now, what happens is you take a lot of the air out of the protesters' sails because they feel they're being hurt. They're not going to be out there. They won't be engaging the police. And the second line are the rioters and looters, to use a New Orleans phrase. That second line is being given cover by the protesters unwittingly, but that's how it is. Then the police can engage the looters and rioters. But it all begins in Minneapolis.
Brad, appreciate your thoughts. Thanks a lot, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. 312-332-3776. Got a lot of callers. People want to talk. We are here for you on ESPN 1000 on Kappa Company. Jack is in Joliet. Jack is next. Hey, Jack, good morning.
Hey, Cap. How you doing, man? Hey, I just want to say, man, back in 1968, I was 8 years old, and the first time I ever seen my grandfather in his life sit down and cry. And he looked at me and he told me, he said, I hope that you never have to go through the injustice that I went through. And here I am now, 62 years old, and yesterday looking at my 9-year-old grandson and thinking, you know, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed, you know, and I'm just hoping that when he gets 62 years old, this stuff is all gone.
I would hope, like I said earlier, this has to be, there's always got to be a jumping off point where we go, okay, enough. Things have got to change.
And that's it.
And this has to be that moment. Has to be. Because if it isn't, I don't want to know where we're headed. I really don't.
And that's it. And for 20 years from now, I can just imagine what this country, you know, I'm an American. I'm American. They happen to be black. I'm not a black American. I'm American. They happen to be black. And this should not be going on, not in the United States of America.
God bless you. Stay safe, okay?
All right. Thanks, Cap.
You're the man. See you. 312-332-3776. We've got callers. We're here for you. Jump in right now. We got a couple lines open if you want to jump in. 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
This is Cap and Company. Follow at the Capman on Twitter.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome back, ESPN 1000. With Danny Zetterman, Chris Black, I'm David Kaplan, 312-332-3776. Danny, you have three little ones, 2 4-year-olds and a 6-year-old. Did any of them happen to catch you on watching the TV or your wife and ask any questions at all?
We had the news on all evening last night, and my 4-year-olds kind of weren't really paying attention to what's going on, but my 6-year-old saw the rioting and the looting, and he kept asking, what's wrong? What's going on there? But I don't think he grasped it. I don't think he understood it. But as a father of three, this is what I have the toughest time coming to grips with. I personally lay awake at night worrying about my kids' health, their safety, their upbringing, their happiness. And I'm certain dads that hear my voice right now worry about the same things. But as a white man, I don't have to worry about them leaving the house and getting in unwarranted trouble or, you know, unbiased hate for no reason because of the color of their skin. And, you know, I spoke to Jordan over the weekend, and that's the thing for me, that's the hardest thing. Like, I have the worries of an everyday father. On top of it, I don't have to worry about my kids leaving the house and getting in trouble because of the color of their skin. And I could not imagine the fears that the African-American community feels when they just go. You and I, it's called white privilege. It doesn't mean that you have a great life or that you're rich and you're successful. It just means if I get pulled over for a speeding ticket, the odds are I'm just going to get a speeding ticket. You know, I'm not being judged by the color of my
skin. You're not breaking out in a cold sweat, oh God.
Exactly. And I can't understand that. And I'm trying my hardest to come to grips with that. And it, really, the most important thing for us to do is to listen right now.
Yeah, and to have, as I said when I started the show today, my daughter-in-law said to me, you got to be willing to have uncomfortable conversation, dialogue. We've got to talk. We have to. Like Kaepernick wanted to have that dialogue. And
that was back in the summer of 2016.
Yep.
If people would have just listened to what the man had to say, the reasons for taking the knee, the reasons he was doing it. But everybody was so quick to judge him. Oh, it's disrespectful to the flag. It's disrespectful to the media. I wouldn't have chose to do it that way. Who knows if we'd be in a different place right now?
Yeah, it's a legitimate question. 312-332-3776. Mark's in Washington, D.C. Hey, Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, Cap. Hey, guys. Tough times we're going through, isn't it? I mean, we all just, it's hard to believe that 2 weeks ago, before all of this, we were all talking about being in a quarantine. And now we're on to this. It's been a rough year, but I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, I'm in the belly of the beast, the nation's capital, and also a little bit about Kaepernick. So just quickly on Kaepernick, I think where we kind of and this is, I go back and forth. I was in the military protest because that's what I defended in the military. Mm-hmm. And I thought that the Kaepernick thing taking a knee, I mean, I don't look at that as disrespectful towards the flag, but kind of where I drew the line was when he started wearing the socks with pigs on them as police officers.
Agreed. I understand that.
There was no drawing the line. You know, you can say that there's a police brutality problem in this country and be serious and be taken seriously and be genuine about it without casting aspersions on all police officers, because there are millions of hardworking police officers. One of my friends, she's a black police officer and had people from high school who haven't talked to her since high school calling her a race traitor this weekend because she's a black police officer. And that's just, to me, that's just crazy. And so I think Kaepernick, sort of the reason Kaepernick didn't get widespread support is because I think he took it a step too far on his Twitter and with the pig socks. You know, and the people that are insulting him for kneeling, I think they're just out of line. Let the man kneel and listen to him. And, you know, we could have had that conversation, but he also, I think, took it a little too far. But I am in no means blaming him. The other thing, just from our nation's capital, is and cities all over, is the rioting and the looting. It needs to stop, because a dialogue cannot happen when the people that we want to have a dialogue with, our politicians, our police officers, are too busy trying to put out fires. We need to be able to have this dialogue peacefully, and we can't do that with the violence. And there's I just want to leave it off with this. The rioting and the looting, there's no sense to it. And the proof that there's no sense to it is, in our nation's capital, there is a building called the Freedmen's Savings and Trust. It was a bank that was started when Abraham Lincoln chartered it to provide economic relief to newly emancipated slaves. And the bank's president was Frederick Douglass, one of the most important black abolitionists in this country. It was spray painted by rioters and looters, Black Lives Matter, you know, F Trump, you know, a bunch of other curse words, because these people, these rioters and these looters, there's no sense to it. They don't understand the meaning of that building. And there was a plaque on there that even described what that building was. So if that's kind of that's a perfect image of how this rioting and this looting, there is no sense to it, because you just tagged with spray paint a building that symbolizes your cause. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. The dialogue needs to happen, but it cannot happen if the people that we need to have a dialogue with are distracted by the rioters and the looters. And that's all I have to say.
Mark, appreciate you listening. Thanks for your thoughts. Sure. Thanks for your service. Appreciate you. Hopefully, as horrific as some of the things we witnessed this weekend are, and they are, there were some horrific things we saw all over the country. Hopefully now we can move from that point that everyone has had their eyes open, their attention is not diverted anywhere else, and that the people in power have gotten the message, and we can come together as one people, and we can find a way to start to heal our country. We need someone to heal our country, to bring us together, and then it's on each and every one of us. It's not about what we say on the radio, what we say on social media. That's all great. It's got to be more than that. It has to be. It will eat us alive if we don't all come together. We have got to take this now, as I said earlier, it's got to be the match that lights the forest fire that is change. It's got to be. Has to be. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Let's go to Tony in Crystal Lake. Hey, Anthony, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Cap?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just want to just say that I grew up in Louisiana. I'm 56 years old. I'm a black man. But I grew up in the country. And a lot of things that I saw growing up, which I didn't understand. I remember the Watts riots in California.
Yep.
I remember they was protesting and buildings burning. But I was a kid. But I remember everybody was protesting all across the country during the Vietnam War. And, you know, when you grow up and seeing things that I've seen, I've been in the military, I've been overseas, you know, I've been to Kuwait. And, man, it was times where my brothers in battle, you know, if one got hurt or got injured, we was always there for each other to give them a hand, lift them up. And it's just sad, man. It's just sad. And I'm going to go on this. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. Bruce Ornsby made a song back in the 80s. No, back in the 90s. Things never change. They're just the way it is. Thanks for listening, Cap.
God Enjoy bless your you. Day. Tony, thanks for your service.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you. 312-332-3776. Got to take a time out. We'll come right back. More of you. This is your show, your forum. If you would like to be heard, I thought Tony was just very eloquent. He's a man who served. Love to hear your thoughts. 312-332-3776. Jordan Cornette at 10. Doug Glanville at 11. Be right back.
You're listening to Cap and Company. See what we're up to on Twitch.
At ESPN 1000 Chicago.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right. Yeah. This hour brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. There's a lot of unknown in the world, but one thing's always certain. Cash is king. And there's never been a better time in history for a cash-out refinance. The Home Loan Expert. .com 312-332-3776 is our phone number. And let's go to Peter in Lombard. He's next. Hey, Peter, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Cap?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I just want to start off with this. I got a couple stories to tell. I lived in the inner city. I came from Cabrini Green. I came from the Inglewood area. At 25 years old, I decided, met a nice woman, my son, mother. We moved out to the suburbs of Carroll Street. Moved out there, been out here this way in Lombard now, been out this way for 27 years, right? I remember my first encounter with racism was when I... First time I went to high school in the city, I was supposed to go to Gage Park. It was overcrowded, so they bussed a lot of black kids to Hubbard High. They dropped us off there. They said, you guys have to make a way back. So on my way going back, I was trying to find a way of getting back, getting to a bus, a regular CTA bus. As I'm walking through the neighborhood, four white kids sitting on the porch call me the N-word and say, you know you're not supposed to be in this neighborhood. And I kept walking. I didn't say anything. So they get off the porch. So I keep walking. And they chase me. I start running. I ran into this auto repair. As soon as I came in the auto repair, the guy was white. He was like, what are you doing in my store? Get out of my store. And I said, sir, can you just call? I just need to call my mom. Can I just call my mom? At that time, back then, they didn't have cellular phones. So I said, I just need to call my mom. He said, no, get out of my store. So that was a line that you need to get past. I think it was Kizzy for you to be okay as a black man. I remember that's the first time. But, Cap, I coach a traveling basketball team out in Lombard for the Park District. And I'm going to just tell you something. Racism didn't start 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Nope.
Racism started a long time ago. And what happened is, I'm going to tell you, racism is not something you just born. When you're born, you're not born a racist. That is something that somebody teach you in your household. That's going on in the household. I had a basketball team last year. We took three tournaments last year. But the team that I had was a team that looks like America. It was anybody you can name, black, white, Chinese, tell us all. And you know what? It was one kid. He bought a 2-liter Coke. Every kid took turns drinking out of it. It did not matter what color you were. It had no, they didn't, kids do not look at color. Kids do not look at color. I want to add one other thing, Cap, and I appreciate you so much.
Appreciate you.
This right here means a lot to me. If it wasn't for 4 white guys in my life, they changed me. I never been to a restaurant when I was little, Cap. I lived in the worst neighborhoods. I was used to seeing paper, garbage all on the ground. I thought that was normal for the inner city neighborhoods. I was used to seeing my uncle at the store asking for money. I thought that was normal. I worked at Lord & Taylor. I met these 4 white guys. They didn't even know what they were doing for me. They changed my life without even knowing. They showed me how to tip. They showed me how to conduct myself. Sometimes black inner city kids in inner neighborhoods, they are a product of their own environment. Sometimes you're a product of, if you never get out of the inner city, you think that's the way life is.
Right.
And what we need
to expose everybody to what life can be.
Correct.
Thank you for your time, Peter. Stay safe, okay, man?
You too, Cal. Man, I love you, man. You're the best.
So are you. Thanks again. 312-332-3776. So 4 years ago, Colin Kaepernick took a knee. And many, me included, were offended by it. Well, what are you doing in the flag? Blah, blah. Today, Liverpool's team went back to work training for the English Premier League. Chris, did you see what their team did today to start practice? Their entire team took a knee in support. And I thought that was really cool. Really great. If you had said that 4 years ago that that would happen, no one would have believed it. It did this morning. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Rufus in Naperville. Hey, Rufus, what's up?
Hey, Cap, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Cap, what I wanted to say, and man, all I do is speak the truth, and I'm not totally educated. I don't have big vocabulary words or anything, but I was in the unions in Chicago. I'm 54, Cap, and I was in the laborers union for a time. Then I got into building engineers, Local 399. And I'm telling you, Cap, it used to sicken me how there's no blacks. And the guys at top, the business agents, it's all Irish Catholic from the South Side. And I'm Irish, unfortunately, and mostly raised in Naperville. But they keep out the blacks, and they're all related. I mean, I'm telling you, and I could tell you stories. They got rid of me with a lot of BS. Like, I asked a lady from Ireland in the elevator once, did she see any bombs in Belfast? And they said, after 9/11, you can't say the word bomb in an elevator. And I said, really? I never saw that in the Constitution. But I'm telling you, these unions, and they're all run by, you saw the names are all, they're all Irish Catholics from there.
Well, Rufus, I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening to the show, man. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. 312-332-3776. Dante listens a lot, and he's on. Hey, Dante, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Cap? How y'all doing?
How are you today?
I'm good. I just want to say, man, I appreciate you all getting on the radio and talking about this and really sympathizing with, you know, trying to understand the thoughts of being a black person, especially a black male. I think it was Danny talking about having kids and not worrying about them going outside and being, you know, judged or prejudiced against because of their skin color. I super appreciate that because, you know, I grew up in one of the worst neighborhoods in Chicago, maybe the next. I grew up in Austin. I've been fortunate enough to play some sports and get 2 degrees, and I now live in a really good neighborhood, but I never feel quite, like, safe or I'm the outlier. Like, my neighborhood is predominantly white, so I'm the outlier. All it takes is one time for someone to view me as a threat, and I can't be here. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
It's not it's like, and I know some really good white people. Like, I know some really good people, you know. And so I just want to say I appreciate you taking the time to empathize, because that is a real, I have two sons. And I get extremely nervous to get pulled over. Like, I'm a person, I mean, I may look, you know, I dress like hip hop, you know, I dress a certain way, but I got 2 degrees. You would never know I got a master's, you know, and a bachelor's. But I still feel nervous when I get pulled over. I do everything right, and I still feel nervous. So that's definitely something we live with every day. That it's hard to understand if you haven't lived it. But I appreciate you all trying to understand it and trying to, you know, understand the thought processes. I super appreciate
and,
that.
I appreciate you saying that, Dante. And that's the systemic problem that has to be addressed. It has to be fixed so that if I get pulled over, you get pulled over, okay, if we were speeding, we were speeding, whatever the case may be. But why should you be breaking out into a sweat like, oh, God? It can't be that way. It cannot continue.
Completely agree. Completely agree. Well, God, you guys be safe. You guys take care. And I thank you, and I appreciate it.
God bless you.
You too.
All right, we got to grab a quick timeout, and then Jordan Cornette, our guy. He is exceptionally eloquent. He is family to me. I miss him on this show. He's an awesome person, and he is going to give us his perspective. That's straight ahead on Kappa Company on ESPN 1000 in 2 minutes.